his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm not taking calls tonight because I've got so much news I haven't even gotten to yet. When we come back in the next segment, it's a longer segment, so I can cover it all. I'll get into the missing nukes and the latest developments on that front. And then I will get more into the government shutdown and Obamacare and what's happening on that front. And then I will get into world's top bankers warn of dire consequences of U.S. defaults. And I've got some technology news. Special ops uniform will transform commandos into Iron Man. That's been a plan for 50 years, but now it's actually coming true. We're going to look at that. And more coming up. But first off, when we return after this break, I'm going to get into the missing nuke story. And again, just because a lot of listeners, I don't think, can conceptualize this, especially new listeners, because I don't really conceptualize it. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. We have a high-level source that says, man, it was a big freak out. There were nukes transferred. They weren't supposed to be here. There wasn't paperwork. The police wouldn't let them leave because they already had previous orders. It was a big freak out. They're going to South Carolina. And then hours later, Lindsey Graham comes out and says, South Carolina will be nuked if we don't attack Syria. I mean, it just goes on and on. Then the two top nuke generals get fired, and now other generals have been fired. And I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, I just don't know what to say anymore. It's bad, okay? I mean, do you think I was happy when all the Navy SEAL family started going public saying that 23 of them had been murdered on SEAL Team 6 because it was really an Osama bin Laden lookalike at that compound and it was all fake? Do you think I was happy when my Navy SEAL source of two, one was the father, one was the actual Navy SEAL, do you think I was happy that that was true? No, I was distraught. That's the issue, is that it gets worse and worse. I mean, even Alex Jones, to talk about myself cheesily in a third person, doesn't believe it's this bad. Because I can intellectually get it and war game it and look at worst case, best case, median scenarios. But then when I realize that it's beyond my worst case, I go, wait a minute, that's historical. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, all these other people, Genghis Khan, Caligula, Aztec leaders, Mayan leaders, Chin leaders. I mean, it's just the same story. Crazy people going nuts on a power trip. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then I have this weird battle that goes on constantly of shell everything, keep doing the radio show, shut the whole news division down, run to Northern Europe or Switzerland. But then my spirit says, no, you're going to stay here and go right through the whole deal, and you know you're never leaving, and you know you're going to just see it through to the end. We shall go on to the end. Whatever the case may be, we shall defend our island. We shall never surrender. Hey, honey, I'm on the air. How you doing? I'm on the air. You want me to call you back when I get a long break coming up? Yeah. You want to say, oh, you pocket called me? You butt dialed me? You want to say hi to folks? Say hello, world. I'll hold the phone up. Say hi. Is that going through? Say hi. No, no, no. Have the kids yell. Have the kids all yell hi in the car. You there? She hung up. It even transmits. I could hear when she hung up. It went like the little, like an end of the microwave connection. Or in the. I mean, she always calls me when I'm on the air, which is fine. But I mean, she said, "What's going on?" Oh, now she's calling into this studio phone. Like, why did you do that on the air? Oh boy. Oh man. We're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break, and we will continue to cover the news straight ahead. Get to the missing nukes. My friends, Alex Jones.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us in the second hour of the Sunday worldwide broadcast. We'll get more into World War II vets, Korean War vets, Vietnam vets, Desert Storm vets, vets from the recent conflicts, all by the tens of thousands storming the barricaded national monuments for the military, the World War II Memorial and others, tearing down the barricades. Then riot police showed up when they tried to protest at the White House, began attacking old men, putting people in wheelchairs. The videos are all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the old men successfully battled and defeated the police, who looked like UN toilet attendants. They hire their buddies now. So if you're not a chicken neck communist, they don't hire you, especially in the District of Criminals, D.C. That's all coming up. But first off, back on September 3rd of this year, a high-level source at Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas, home of the Global Air Force Aircraft Nuclear Strike Command, one of the main shack bases in the entire United States, if not the main base, we got the intel that there was a military transfer of nuclear warheads in 4 trucks without paperwork, and that the base police, that are civilian police, said, well, this is against the law. There's not supposed to be nukes here. What is going on with these trucks? What is leaving? We're supposed to inspect. Base commander came out and said no. They asked the truck drivers, who weren't even part of the regular federal contractors that do it. They said, look, we're just told we're going to South Carolina. Because the police said, fine, we'll follow the order. We'll let this go. You're just saying where it's going. And my source was privy to all this going on. And I said, I don't know what this means. We got to report it. It's a good source. This went on. Same source reported weeks before in the whole Syria deal that the B-2 bombers had flown out of there to go to Diego Garcia out in the off the coast of Africa, south of the Persian Gulf. Weeks later, that was confirmed. Now, I think the best way to get to this news story of missing nuclear weapons and why it's so important is I think we should play from 2007 the CNN and CBS News, also the Pentagon video press release, about how big a deal this was last time it happened, so you understand why it's a big deal. This was six missing cruise missiles. Let's go to the CNN.
Let's tell people what we do know. It was last Thursday a B-52 bomber loaded six air-launched cruise missiles under its wings, took off from Minot, North Dakota, flew the length of the United States to Barksdale, Louisiana. Those missiles were supposed to be decommissioned. There was just one little problem. When they landed in Louisiana, they found that those missiles that were supposed to be basically decommissioned and taken out of service, each of them had a nuclear warhead on them. Six nuclear warheads flying the length of the United States, and no one seemed to know it. To say the least, a major investigation is underway now. The Air Force officer in charge of the squadron loading the munitions, relieved of duty. They took an immediate inventory of all Air Force nuclear weapons to make sure they had everything. They say the public was never in any danger. The weapons were not armed, that there would have been no nuclear detonation if in some fashion the missiles had basically fallen off the wings of the airplane. But really, small comfort to most of the military and to many Americans, perhaps, this sort of thing is not supposed to happen. Nuclear weapons are the most guarded, the most secure item, supposedly, in the U.S. military arsenal. One military official telling us today, this is unprecedented. Nobody remembers another instance like this.
Okay, so I get a panicked high-level call that says, this may be the last time I ever talk to you. Here's the info. I'm risking my life to do this. Here it is. And by the way, that person will not talk to us now, even though we've done all sorts of things to get through to them through other channels. You can imagine what we've done. Not going to say we drove to West Texas and knocked on doors at 2 a.m., all hell broke loose, by the way, at the base, and the base has never denied this. You'd think the commander would come out and say we were saying it wasn't true. So this was a big deal when this happened. You think I'm going to go on air and say this happened if we didn't have a high-level source saying it? This happened, okay? Either our source that is very high-level is lying, or this went on, and it's happened before, and it's a big deal, unprecedented, okay? Now, since then, the number two of U.S. strategic nuclear forces over all of them fired in a made-up deal. The local police said, no, he didn't have fake ships. We don't know what you're talking about. They claim the head Navy officer over nukes, this admiral, was with fake ships at the casino. Turns out none of it's even true. Now the number one major general, all that's above that's general. The Major General, Michael J. Kerry, is fired, and they said because the president does not trust him. And by the way, AP had this leaked to them. AP who's gone public saying there's a war on the press. We've been telling you that forever, and that the country's in deep trouble. AP on Friday said there's a war on the press and America's in deep trouble. AP's establishment, folks, why would they talk like that? Because there's a total mutiny of the people that work there of how crazy this is. I mean, is working with the New World Order a suicide pact for all you people? Obviously, it's not. You get now, this is a criminal takeover. Anybody with half a brain has got to go public. They wanted to say, they want to make it clear it wasn't operations related, but earlier they said it was failure to follow an order and to carry out a basic duty. And he's now been removed, the head of all of the nuclear forces, all of them, all of them, all of them. And AP in the version Friday, that's a new version. We got to dig up the one we have in the stack. That's why I print everything. They memory hole it being online. It said that it was national security and that they didn't want released why he was terminated and that it was a leak. Normally, this would be big news, folks. Now AP says the White House doesn't even want you to know this is happening. It gets worse. They've removed two other generals this week that no one wants you to know about. There is a purge, folks, going on right now in the military. Our high-level sources say there's a litmus test. Will you fire on Americans? Will you bring in martial law? Will you? And they're saying no, 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 and they're being removed. Just like they had 10 top generals removed in the month after Benghazi, because they all know that was a hit job. I mean, this is insane. That's like I'm in the middle of Valkyrie, Operation Valkyrie or something. I mean, I don't even know what's going on at this point. Believe me, there's nobody's. I can say this is above my pay grade. There's nobody's pay grade can handle this type of insanity. This is madness. This is all a bunch of crazy globalist kleptocrats who want to break America forever and dominate it. They want to rule the world. They want to run the empire that runs the world. And they hate the American people and the troops that built the empire at the same time. Here's another one. Top nuke commanders terminated following missing nuclear warheads report. Here's another one. This is out of Wired. Danger room. Two generals sacked over Taliban attack. Does anybody believe they sacked them this week over the Taliban killing some people? Uh-huh. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The 35th Commandant of the Marine Corps, General James F. Amos, addressed Marines. When we come back, we'll tell you about this. There is coup, counter-coup stuff going on right now. And a whole bunch. They don't know how many missing warheads. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, I am your host, Alex Jones. And because the news is so powerfully dangerous and important, we're not taking calls. I will take calls tomorrow. 12 noon Central, the show kicks off. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can listen on XM 244 or on over 160 AM and FM affiliates across the country. And, of course, on the internet streams and the free podcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and video feeds at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, so the Marine Corps Commandant came out and told the General Staff of the Marine Corps that they fired two top Marine commanders because they allowed a Taliban attack on a base last year. There were more attacks today. This is total bull. And I see reports every week where they're firing generals and admirals in the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force. And I've talked to my NSA sources, like Wayne Madsen, you name it. There is just an all-out purge, just like you see the AP saying there's a purge of journalists and harassment. I can handle death threats. I can handle stuff people wouldn't believe if I talked about it on air. The average AP reporter or Reuters reporter gets a death threat, and by the way, tells them what their kid was wearing when they went to school that morning. Those people shut up real fast. The average congressperson gets the call about, remember 10 years ago when you cheated on your wife? Yeah, that was our operative. Do what you're told or she's going to go public. This is how they're running the show. Just like I told you the NSA was spying on you. Just like I told you all the back doors were built into the internet for the NSA and private corporations to spy. That's in London Guardian and AP today. Like, let me just give you the headline. Saying it. U.S. fears backdoor routes into the net because it's building them too. That's London Guardian right there. Not the U.S., it's the globalists that run the country. And again, I don't want to live in Russia. I don't like the Russian government in many respects. They're not running my life, though. I don't like the Chi-Coms. The globalists are in bed with them, but they're not running my life. They're trying to. It's the globalists that are here running our lives. So back to the missing nukes. Go ahead and cue up the CBS one about all the other missing nukes. In fact, I have an article right here dealing with all the different reports of 57 nukes, in fact, we'll pull that up, put it on screen for viewers, that have been accidentally dropped in the ocean that didn't detonate in drills and test. The difference here, there's the New York Times, dozens of atomic warheads lost at sea by superpowers, study says. But that's nothing. That can happen in a set test and then it doesn't detonate. Then you lose it in deep water. This is nukes loaded in 2007, sent down under orders. We don't know who ordered it because people were killed that were ordered to do it. And then to be sent to the Middle East, we know, until security at the base at Barksdale said, no, you're not taking off. Armed security, the guys that guard the weapons, said, these aren't supposed to be here. There is an order. You're waiting until we get orders. And then they said, no, we've been ordered to take off. And they said, no, you're not taking off. This time we learn about what's going on with nukes. And no one will cover it but Michael Savage. Michael Savage covered it on Friday and said that, yeah, they're covering missing nukes. And all these top nuke generals are being fired. There's other stuff going on. This is important. It should be looked into. And we appreciate that. Because Michael Savage terrestrially has like 400 radio stations and we have 160. And most of Michael's are bigger than ours. We're not in competition with Savage, and he knows that. We just care about surviving and having a future, just like Savage does. And I've always said, compared to the other talk show hosts, you can tell Savage actually wants to have a future in a free country. You're not going to hear the others, the other big hosts, and we all know who they are, talking about this stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's all about being a fake neocon, fake right-winger, who just sits there and plays ball with the establishment and doesn't do anything dangerous. Listen, we are in danger because nobody will stand up for themselves. And I'm not picking and choosing here. I mean, I think Glenn Beck's been doing a better job covering the New World Order and false flag terror attacks and FEMA camps and all the stuff he denied 5 years ago. Good. Listen, when I go to bed at night, I don't think who's the biggest talk show host, okay? I want to be a big talk show host. I'd have sold out 15 years ago and played the party tune. I'd already be bigger than all these guys. I'm here on air exposing the New World Order because there's no future if we don't do that. So we salute Michael Savage covering this on Friday. I didn't hear it. I listened routinely. Missed it Friday night. I've got a bunch of calls. People I know heard it, so I know what happened. I was looking for the video, though. It's usually on YouTube, the audio. They put it to video and haven't found it. As soon as we find it, it'll be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I called one of our auxiliary affiliates. He doesn't work with us or for us, but he contributes. I called Gucciardi and said, I heard you're in the report. He's talking about you. So will you please go find it and do a report for us because I want to hear it. And again, it's important if 10 million people a day that listen to him hear this, so then it becomes safer for other people to talk about it. It's kind of like we talked about the Navy SEALs first being murdered. Then Savage had the courage to talk about it, and then 6 months later, the mainstream media had to cover it. So there's different avenues to get stories out. There's DrudgeReport.com. There's Michael Savage. We put his site up on TV for folks to see that and go to that. There's only a few other avenues that are willing to cover big stories that other corporate media won't cover. I mean, as far as I see it, things like DrudgeReport.com, Michael Savage's radio show, those are a crossover no man's land. They're giant outlets that reach bigger audiences than dinosaur mainstream media, but they're not dinosaur mainstream media. And nobody's perfect. You know, I'm not perfect. Drudge isn't perfect. Savage isn't perfect. The point is that consistently they are willing to cover things that the left and the right both won't cover. And at the end of the day, if we don't cover these things, it's over. I mean, I'll guarantee you, people like Drudge, people like Savage, they're willing to get the threats, the heat, the whatever, talk about liberty. Drudge has carried for 3 days our article about the TSA carries these cryptic announcements about if you laugh at us or question us, we will arrest you. There's no free speech in airports. That's airing everywhere. Drudge picked that up. It's michaelsavage.com. I knew that, but I wanted to double check. That's a good looking website. We're about to update InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com very, very soon. It's going to be a nice, clean, modern-looking site. They're good sites now, but it's kind of a 7-year-old design. That's all happening right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But all of that is a side issue. The point here is that I don't know what's going on with the nukes, but they're sacking all these nuke generals. We're a real outlet that puts out real news. Everybody knows that. We don't make stuff up. So people better look into this. Everybody who cares about their kids, cares about their family, because we could be looking at nuclear blackmail run by Obama and the crime syndicate that controls him.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, we've got video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Riot police use force against elderly vets outside White House. And these veterans are just trying to go protest at the White House. That's a non-free speech zone, folks. I've been there. And these people in UN bright blue uniforms. These are federal riot police in bright blue uniforms come up and start hitting them with metal batons. And like 75-year-old guys are like just ramming the cops up against the wall. And the cops are just groveling around in fear. Just ultra bizarre, but hats off to the World War II vets, right through current veterans and active duty that were out there with them as well, up against the nanny state weirdos. I mean, you can look, these federal police are like hand-picked trendies. I mean, you can guarantee that these are absolute Obama loyalists and pathetic. Imagine a real battle with these people. You can tell which side's going to be running real fast. Because they're all into the fear. If you're not afraid of them, it totally freaks them out. Whereas a real man's only excited if some bully starts a fight that's twice as big as him. That's the only way you even wake up to kick somebody's butt. These little coward types are just not used to people that don't completely grovel to them. A bunch of videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But to make a long story short here, people want a talk show host to be able to tell them they know what's going on. And I'm pretty good at figuring out generally what's going to happen with a piece of legislation or something like that. I don't know what's going on with the missing nukes. I know that this was a high-level source told me this. All hell broke loose once it happened. Lindsey Graham said that his state will be nuked, or, you know, and all this stuff a day after we said it. All these top generals, the head nuke general, the second command, they're all being removed. Flimsy, the media saying it's suspicious. They're not supposed to say they've even been fired. The Marines are firing all these top people. There's a major shakeup going on. And you've got EBT cards nationwide going down over the weekend and people freaking out over that. You've got the Republicans capitulating to Obama and saying, we'll give you whatever you want. Fine. You can have the debt increases. You can have the total Obamacare. It's all yours. You own it. And Obama says, no, that might endanger our credit. That's the quote. I have the article right here in the Associated Press. If you don't just give me unlimited, just sign a blank check, a permanent debt increase, basically. And they're like, well, we can't do that. That's another piece of legislation. They just, it doesn't matter. My constituents have IQs below very low below room temperature. You will give me what I want, or I'm going to blame the EBT cards not working on you. And basically, Boehner has now completely prostrated himself before the dear leader. And this is the Cloward and Piven plan, which I use Cloward and Piven because it's well known. Socialist kleptocrats always try to implode an economy, an existing system, to destroy the old system to build the new. And in the crisis, they pose as saviors. And Obama is confident that his illegal aliens that are allowed to protest and demonstrate at all the war memorials as veterans are kept out, they're going to vote to take the guns. They're going to vote for socialism. They're going to vote for their free welfare. So are all the other welfare people. And then you've got all the other folks that are on disability for other reasons, and I'm not judging them. The system shut down the factories, shut down the wealth to make you dependent. Now you're dependent, and it doesn't matter if you're going into a meat grinder. You've got to submit to him. You've got to submit to socialism. And so MSNBC announces your kids don't belong to you. They belong to the state in official TV ads. They announce, we're going to give you forced inoculations. They announce, we're going to force feed you GMOs. They announce, we're going to fund Al-Qaeda. No humiliation is enough for the American people. This is the destruction of the republic. Now you know why Obama 5 years ago came out and said the number one enemy is returning veterans and gun owners and libertarians and constitutionalists and in the fetters and Ron Paul supporters and patriots and Aaron Russo and Alex Jones and anybody else that even, if you like a 57 Chevy, if you like Marilyn Monroe, you're on a terror list. And I'm not even joking. Okay? I mean, if you've got a heartbeat, if you don't like thugs, if you don't like criminals, if you don't like gangster government, if you don't like corruption, they've got your number. If you've got a heartbeat and are red-blooded and won't bend over to total tyranny and death camps and mass arrest and collectivization, like Ukraine and Poland went under during the Red Terror, you are going to be targeted, period. Doesn't matter if you've gone along with it. They know you've got a subscription to classic cars. That's enough to go to a death camp. You think I'm joking? I'm not kidding. These people want mindless jellyfish with handlebar mustaches and unmatching socks that don't know who they are. That's the future man. That's who inherits the earth. We sent our reporters out last week to Austin, Texas. 14 out of 20 Austinites on video signed a petition to make everyone wear helmets to walk down the street for Obama. They've banned dodgeball. They've banned tag. They've banned running. Now they've banned footballs and all their balls from recess. They've banned everything because they want you as total emasculated, castrated prisoners. Well, that's death anyways. And they know you're going to keep going to work. They know you're going to work four jobs if three isn't enough to pay money so that big mega bankers can have hundreds of billions of dollars of control, trillions in leverage, tens of billions in their own bank accounts. They know you're going to keep working no matter what they do. They know you'll work hard to pay their paycheck and grovel to them. They know no matter what they do, you're going to be good slaves. The petition we gave Austinites said chumps, chumps, chumps for wearing helmets walking down the street. Compelled helmet use for misfortunate public. And it says chump asked the city of Austin to make it the law to make you wear a helmet and to give you giant fines. And it breaks it. And they all said, they said in pure English, most of them were spoke perfect English, like all of them did. They said, yes, I think we should make the public wear it. These are UT graduate students, many of them. University of Texas, they are ready. No matter what the government says, they are ready to follow orders. They love it because they feel powerful through the system. We've sent our reporters out. We've had other contributors go out like Mark Dice, and we say we're going to put gun owners in camps. Every one of them sides. We're going to arrest anyone that supports the Bill of Rights. Yes. We are going to we are going to abort babies up to age three. Every person signs and says, I want to murder babies. I mean, these people are just authoritative. They're like groveling, pathetic, on their back little weasels who just grovel in their weakness to any form of tyranny. It's like moths to flame. The worse it is, the more they're for it. The more degenerate, the more they're for it. The more absolutely mindless, the more they're for it. Because it's winning to them. They associate, just like some sports team fan goes and pays money and sits in the stand and feels like they're winners because guys are down on a field doing simulated combat. They don't care the real world's going on around them. They don't care that business is real war. They don't care that globalists are waging real economic war on them. They don't care because perception is reality for them, and they feel like they're in control, and they love it. They don't care if there's missing nuclear weapons. They don't care if there's cancer viruses in the vaccines on record. They don't care if the cancer rate's up 3,000% in the last 50 years. They don't care if neurological disorders are off the chart. They don't care if it's been declassified. They put fluoride in the water to brain damage people. They don't care. They're brain damaged. They like it. They want it. They're going to own it. They want it. They have no respect for themselves. And the sooner you realize, folks, they're not to be talked to, they're not to be nice to, you try to warn them, they laugh at you, move on. They don't count. They're dead already. We need the men and women, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, north, south, east, west, I don't care who you are, Jewish, Muslim, agnostic, Christian, atheist, Easter Bunny worshipers. It doesn't matter to me. If you don't want to be a total slave, and if you don't want to be conned and raped, and if you want reality, then you better wake up and research our claims and find out they're true. If you don't want to be a total chump idiot, then wake up to the New World Order, transhumanist, eugenics, global, singularity, control grid takeover. Okay? Because let me tell you, 99.99999999999% of you, we've done the math. It's actually 0.000000 something. You're not part of the establishment.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here's the problem. The average person, a doctor, a software engineer, a scientist, a manager listening, doesn't think of themselves as a leader to fight for liberty. They don't even imagine the political or corporate system where they would do that. You've got to build that system. You've got to do it in little ways every day or become a slave. Because there are special interests that want to make money off of controlling systems, not off of producing. And so many men I know that are high IQ or intelligent, they just don't have the guts, the spirit, the intellect, or they're so selfish they think, I'll just make money in my own system and stay out of the way and let you fight for my freedom. But now they're learning there's no future for them as well. You either get involved now and stand up, or we're going to go into a nightmare situation. And hey, if you got the money to flee the country and go somewhere else, more power to you. The problem is it's a global kleptocratic system they're setting up. They're trying to shut down Switzerland right now. You're not going to run from this, ladies and gentlemen, at least not for long. The only way is to stand against it. And I understand we've all been habitualized that all conflict is through ritualized fake sports on TV. But no, there's a real world going on. There's real reasons for your male instinct. There's real reasons for your motherly instinct to love your children and to care about others. And folks better get that instinct or bow down and become conscious slaves. I'm just here so that you know there's a choice. Some of the news here. Veterans, again, remove the barricades from memorials and bring them to the White House as tokens to show that they're not going to be blocked from going to the memorials where the illegal aliens are only allowed to dance around and have events. And so, again, we now have footage of the police attacking veterans with batons, and the veterans fought back, and then the green police in U.N. uniforms then grovel in fear. Here's a Reuters article. Top bankers warn of the dire consequences of U.S. defaults. They've been maneuvering us, like all other countries, in fiat debt towards collapse, but they want an incremental long collapse where they suck us dry slowly, not where we have a chance to see the threat and struggle against it. So one of the world's most powerful bankers warned of terrible consequences of the U.S. defaults in its debt. So the Republicans came to Obama and said, here's everything you want. We give in because your Obamacare is so horrible, you're going to get the blame. And Obama said, I'm not going to sign it. My constituents are dumber than dirt. He actually came out and said, I'm not signing it. You give me unlimited blank check forever on the debt limit. And they said, well, we can't do that. And he said, well, then I'm going to keep it closed. And my controlled media will lie to my moron supporters who think they can't sign up because there's a glitch. Everyone I know has had their insurance double. And all the people thinking it's free, they're learning it's not free. But it doesn't matter. They're all just... they just love being abused. It doesn't matter. Amid NSA outage, big tech companies plan to track your every move aggressively. That's being reported by Wired. Here's some other news. Special ops uniform will transform Army commandos into Iron Man Army. It's an actual exoskeleton they're going to wear. And, of course, in the future, if the troops don't take the brain chips, they won't be allowed to be in it anyways. But they'll be the elite cyborg command. Even the head of Google, Schmitty, has come out and talked about that. Oh, and here's another one, a Daily Mail, the app that lets you remote control a cockroach, but is it ethical? So it's okay to control you with the iPhone designed to brainwash you, but not the cockroach. And yes, they came out 25 years ago or more with remote control cockroaches with brain chips, but now they have them. Now they have the app that lets you remote control the cockroach. Cockroaches may be considered vermin, but one team of scientists has found a way to keep the pest under control, remote control, that is. Michigan-based Backyard Brains created an electronic backpack that fits in the cockroach and makes it turn on command using electronic impulses. Yeah, I mean, look what CNN did to the average American. Works really well. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with news, The Hollywood Reporter has a really funny article. I thought this was funny because you can look it up. It was MSNBC and others that were caught a few years ago with Nielsen paying for fake ratings. In fact, I forgot to tell you to search that. Go to the NSA database, Google the two-way spy system, and search MSNBC or Nielsen caught in fake ratings. And if memory serves, it'll be MSNBC was the main one with fake ratings. I mean, nobody watches that but a few drooling sycophants. Here's Hollywood Reporter. MSNBC's president wants investigation into Fox News in possible gain. They wonder how Fox News doubled ratings with putting Megyn Kelly in there over Rachel Maddow. I mean, Rachel Maddow already has one of the lowest audiences out there. Nobody wants to look at a younger Janet Reno, I don't know if you like bred Janet Reno with, they're doing this now too, like to mix the chromosomes of Janet Reno, Pat from Saturday Night Live, Big Sish, and then put some Elmer's glue into the mix, you would then get a Rachel Maddow. No one wants to look. They want to see a nice feminine lady, even though she's regurgitating neocon propaganda. You know, people still like women, even though you haven't totally destroyed all the sexes yet. But here it is. MSNBC president wants investigation into Fox News impossible rating game. There it is. Nielsen and Twitter established social TV rating. Now, that was 2012. Type in Nielsen fake rating scandal. I mean, this came out a few years ago. It was MSNBC that was in it. Type in Nielsen caught in fake ratings. I remember the exact headline. Here, let me look. I'll go to the database and look it up. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see if I can do this right now on air. Okay, I'm at the NSA database, Google, two-way spy grid. I get a limited question. It gets to know what I want to look at. Let's look up a Nielsen fake ratings. And, well, that's weird. I remember when that came out, it comes up with a bunch of videos on web. That is really weird. What is that? That is very strange. It's doing a video search. Doesn't matter. I remember it. I'm going to find it. Type in Nielsen caught in fake ratings. I remember that. Okay. Oh, there's no rigging going on, folks. There's nothing happening. So food stamps go on blank. Glitch shuts down debit card nationwide. Panic. China calls for de-Americanization of the world now that they already own us. It's the globalization. Top bankers warn of dire consequences of USA defaults. Companies, consumers running up record debt. Survivalist businesses booming. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest. Can you cue that up? Can we end the show with that? I want to play that for folks. Make a joke, you go to jail. No more First Amendment. Now they're at highway checkpoints. 31 in Florida infected with bacteria from salt water. Veterans storm memorials, bring barricades to the White House. Police deploy riot gear. This is all up on drudgereport.com I'm reading right now. Afghan in uniform fires on American soldiers. Well, they just fired the two Marine generals involved in letting the last stuff happen, they claim. Well, they're going to fire the new ones. Why don't we fire the folks that sent us to war there or kept us there for 10-plus years? That's some of the news up on that front. Here is the clip from the good old TSA. This is airing at airports everywhere. Here it is.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
Unattended luggage will
make jokes to us. We'll arrest you. There's no law, but so what?
Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
By the way, there's a London Independent propaganda piece out saying that scholars claim Jesus was a Roman hoax. Next, they'll say George Washington was, or maybe Benjamin Franklin, or maybe Bill Clinton didn't exist. Or maybe, I don't know. Folks, all the Roman historians, the Jewish historians, the carvings, Jesus Christ was a real person, even if you don't believe he's a deity, okay? And this is how dumb they think you are. They tell you Obamacare is free health care. And by the way, Jesus didn't exist. And I've heard I'm lying about missing nukes in 2007. That said London Independent. Am I besmirching them? Did somebody else run that headline? Oh, it's reposting London Independent. They are the ones that put that out. I usually like the Independent. But by the way, before I end this transmission, we'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Pray for us, please. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Pray for peace. Pray for liberty. Pray for an awakening for the American people, people of the world. But we'll be back, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, stations in your area, XM244, you name it. Briefly, Infowarsstore.com has the great ProPure stainless steel water filters that cut out the fluoride and glyphosates and all the rest of it at Infowarsstore.com. You can also go to InfoWarsLife.com and find the incredible, highest quality, half the cost, double the potency, nascent iodine that tastes great compared to what you find out there. It's not the toxic type stuff. Just really good, so good from all the research that's out there for the thyroid and the background radiation that's happening. Really hypes up all the other glands, give you the proper hormone releases you need according to the research that I've seen out there. InfoWarsLife.com and your purchase supports the broadcast. And by the way, we got a big shipment of it back in, so it's not sold out now. InfoWarsLife.com. Great job of the crew. Great job, veterans.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.